Welcome back to the Who Y'all Got podcast, Marvel edition. Jacoby, I got a question. Who do you think would win? Wolverine in his prime or Captain America? No. What's that dude's name? Freaking Bucky, I think. Yeah.
Winter Soldier.
Yeah. Who do you think will win, bro?
Who do you think will win?
So, you said Wolverine in his prime, Winter Soldier, and
Who do you think will win?
That's it?
Winter Soldier? You do got a point. Yeah, you're right. But at the same time, you got to remember, Wolverine has claws, and
Winter Soldier has a metal arm.
He's only skilled in, like, I think I was going to say martial arts, but then you have, like, U.S. training, something. He's, like, really strong.
Yeah, but his metal arms.
Wait. Can't Wolverine cut through his metal arms? Because Wolverine's cut through metal before.
No, because his metal arm made of vibranium. Mm.
Got a point. What about the rest of his body? Like, still flesh.
Yeah, he has the rest of his
still
body.
Still flesh and bones, like, what you mean?
Yeah, but he got a metal arm.
That metal arm has nothing.
He gotta let him cut him.
That's like saying Jax from Mortal Kombat could beat up Iron Man. Let that sink in. But anyways, let's take, who are we going to take now? Juggernaut versus the Hulk, but not regular Hulk, talking about Red Hulk.
All right, I got mine.
There we go.
All right, I picked Super
Red Hulk. Would literally, okay, sir, you're going to have to wait your turn.
I will wait.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead, let's see what you got about Silver Surfer, bro.
Y'all was talking about, so Silver Surfer versus Deadpool, right? So look, this is about to make y'all very angry. So Silver Surfer can go faster than the speed of light, right? If he grabbed Deadpool with him, right, when at the speed of light, he'll legit delete him in a way.
But then that's like, or okay, you gotta remember, Deadpool literally cannot die. He's broken the fourth wall on multiple occasions. He's killed thousands of gods, if not more. Exactly. You think that a bald headed chrome dude
to kill somebody
can take him into
unexistence? Y'all even know Silver Surfer's power. Y'all know how much power he's capable of. And also, they even said dropping another planet onto the planet that Deadpool's on can kill him. And also, what if you...
Who can do that? Name somebody who can do that. Take a planet and drop it on him.
Galactus. Stop playing with me.
Hasn't he killed Galactus? Pretty sure he has. He's killed Galactus.
Comics. But if Galactus dropped a planet on him, and then Deadpool...
Galactus only eats planets. He doesn't take planets and drop them.
Wait, we talking about Silver Surfer from Fantastic Four? Oh yeah, Deadpool exactly. Went all the way.
Bro, he's Silver Surfer.
Talking about the one from the comics.
The one from the comics. He's talking about the one from the comics. But even then, still not that strong.
Search up Silver Surfer's abilities.
Search
up his abilities.
Home, Silver Sir.
And also, he can throw Deadpool into the sun and let him die.
Powers.
I got it.
Alright.
I already looked it up. So his powers are...
Power cosmic, granting him superhuman strength, endurance, and senses, and ability to absorb and manipulate universes, ambient energy.
Granting him super...
But he's not beating Deadpool, though, so...
The Silver Surfer wields the power cosmic.
Listen, look,
granting him superhuman strength, endurance, and senses...
Look, what if you threw Deadpool into the sun, right? Every part of his body will evaporate. It will all...
But then he can come back. You know how strong... You're underestimating.
How can he come back? Tell me how.
Can he just regenerate back into life?
No.
I'm pretty sure that's how he regenerates after getting destroyed every single time. He legit blows up. He he dies in so he died in so many ways. Throwing him into the sun isn't gonna do anything. He's just gonna come back.
Yes, it will.
Oh, wait. Never mind. I know how he comes back.
Let's see how he died.
I know how he comes back.
Let's see how he died.
He comes back by there's like infinite realities of him and stuff like that, and he just comes back from each reality.
Wait, he died in the movie because he gets stabbed or something, right? He gets stabbed or something, I think. Or he got to try to go
something
fight.
Something happened to him.
He tried to go fight. I think his name is Galactus. He tried to go fight Galactus and he killed him. Yeah, that's what happened in the movie. He go fight Galactic and he killed
him. Silver Surfer. Oh, Silver Surfer. Silver Surfer killed Galactus. How did Silver Surfer, can I say die? There we go. Alright, so what happened to Silver Surfer? It is revealed that Silver Surfer has been exiled from Zinlaw for destroying the control Psycho Man had over Zinlaw, but because of finding Earth for his master to save, he may return. Anyways,
Deadpool already got beat because they tried to win her over a relationship in the comics. If you go look, you know who it is. But Deadpool dies. That's it. There's no argument over that.
Let me pause you. Who will win? Who will win? Thanos or Steel?
Metal Man.
So Thanos, he can kill both of those dudes. He wiped out.
Without the Infinity Stones. Because I knew you was going to say that.
Actually,
I knew you was going to say that. Without the Infinity Stones.
The metal dude, well, I ain't going to lie. Thanos would have beat up on the little dude.
Wait, Steel's from DC.
No, he's from Marvel's. He's talking about Deadpool got a crush on. He be smacking on a booty. He don't even.
I know what you're talking about. Wait. So did you just say, Jacoby, did you just say Thanos without the Infinity Stones versus Steel? Bro, you know how dumb that is, bro. Bro, no, Thanos is literally a god, right? Thanos is planetary. Bro, Steel is only city. He's only city wide.
Thanos is one of the bad Eternals. Well, Thanos is one of the bad Eternals. He's like a god.
Bro, Thanos is planetary. He's solar system wise. Steel is only city based. He can only save his city. He can't save the entire world. He can't save outer space. You can't put two and two together, bro.
I mean, he did.
With or without Infinity Stones, he's gonna clap him.
He dragged the whole entire world, and also he picked up his own ship. You know how big his ship and heavy his ship is? If his ship can drag a whole planet, drag two planets, bro. You see how big that ship is, bro.
We talking about Steel?
No, we talking about Thanos. Bro, Steel, I ain't gonna lie, Steel will die. Steel will die to Thanos because he'll just break his neck.
Who? Scarlet Witch can beat Steel?
She can beat Scarlet Witch. Can beat anybody.
Bro, she all she has is some powers, bro. Can't be doing that, bro. Anyways,
hey.
Scarlet.
Hey. Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Oh, y'all forgot about she'll burn Deadpool to nothing.
Okay, so just this is why Kobe I say Scarlet stuff, Witch, because with her newfound power, even before she even knew she had that power, she created a whole reality just out of nowhere because she was sad and depressed and she lost her man. You know?
Yeah.
Just imagine if she really wanted to get rid of you. She could turn to you a whole frog. And Thanos, she had a whole fight with him in Endgame. And she tried to, you know, he tried to get it with the sword. She was like, no, you're not finna get me. Watch this. And she had used her powers to drag him to the sky. He was like, oh my god, light fire. She's gonna kill me. She's gonna kill me.
Snap her out of reality. Exactly.
With the Infinity Stone.
Oh, without?
Without, he ain't nothing.
Without. Oh, yeah, yeah, Squirrel Girl. Yeah, Squirrel Girl did. Squirrel Girl. I remember seeing that in the comics. Squirrel Girl defeated Thanos in the comics. Ant-Man can defeat Thanos in so many ways than one.
All right, I got one. I got one. Who would win out of Doctor Strange and Loki?
Bro, honestly, I want to say Loki. I want to say Loki, but at the same time, you got to remember, Doctor Strange could just throw Loki into like a portal and then cut the portal and just snap him in half.
Y'all know Loki's actually dead, but like they talk about the Loki that based off of what, like when they went through time that escaped. They based it off of him. So it's a different Loki.
You talking about variant Loki?
The season episodes. They it's basically Loki from a different timeline. It's not the Loki that it's sad.
Bro. Okay, wait. Can we
because they
roll back about Thanos a little bit? We gotta admit, like, Thanos literally, if you read the comics, he went out of his way to ruin this one girl's life and this one dude's life. He came to his birthday every year and messed up his birthday every single year. And
so are you saying he a psychopath who can't get over?
He did it for no reason. Yeah, we already established that. He's a menace like that. And he ruined this one girl's whole life.
Okay. Thanos is not a god, but he's eternal deviant.
Deviant.
Yeah, deviant. Eternal deviant. Hybrid.
Yeah. Kind of a mini god.
Eternal deviant hybrid who desperately wants to be worshipped as if he were a god.
He's a mini god. But
yeah, but he not. He wants to be worshipped as a god.
That man, Hercules can take out Thanos. Because in the comics, you got this other comic. You know Hawk, when he was old in apocalyptic timeline?
If you look at the strongest Marvel characters, tell me why Galactus is the second on there. Adam Warlock.
I don't know. That is. He sounds familiar.
Yeah, he sounds familiar to Adam. Yeah, don't play with Adam. He's not one of them.
But like, yeah. Oh, and Odin. Bro, he's not strong. Okay. Yeah, you say he's a god. Okay, I get that. But you gotta remember, he's still like, is he planetary? I don't think he's planetary. Bro, he can't be that strong, dude.
Yeah, I didn't see his fully storyline, but I do know a little bit of his abilities and Adam Warlock.
Adam Warlock. We're talking about Adam.
Who you was talking about?
I thought you were talking about the dude from earlier.
Who?
The guy you kept saying was a god.
You talking about Hercules? Or
no, it's the dude. Bro.
Are you talking about from the Apocalypse timeline? The one above all? One above all? Look, this is the thing. This is what I really want to say to y'all. Don't even talk about him losing a death pool.
No, I have an idea. Who would win in a fight?
He walked.
Hulkbuster? Iron Man? Hulkbuster, Iron Man? Or Steel, bro?
Hulkbuster, Iron Man. But let me think about it, though.
Imagine, you know how he did Hulk in that one movie? Where you're just like, that. Imagine he tried to do that to Steel go grab the hand and bend it and break it off, bro. You know how strong Steel is?
Hey, didn't Steel get his finger broke by, what's his name?
Bro, put the mic up, dude.
That was funny, though. Jack and I was like,
he broke his pinky, bro.
Since we were talking about Deadpool being mad strong, Deadpool got ripped in half.
Yep.
Yeah, but he didn't die. He stitched himself back together and
exactly. Broke. He get his head, his arms, his legs, he chopped off.
Then his little body regenerated to like a baby.
Yes, bro, but he can still regenerate, though.
That was disgusting.
Okay, now I got another question. World Ender Hulk
Galactus
versus
Because Galactus eat Galactus. Worlds for a living. Hulk world just did this on a special we're occasion.
World Ender Hulk.
Hold on, who that?
How?
I don't know. I never heard of World Ender Hulk.
Mm-hmm.
World Ender Hulk does it on special occasions.
Yeah, he can kill him.
World Ender Hulk is literally on
demon
hours.
Think of Hulk.
Yeah, he can kill him. Well, yes, bro. World Ender Hulk is insane.
World Ender Hulk, sorry. Who is the world breaker?
Okay, the World Ender Hulk. All right. Who is the world breaker? World breaker Hulk came in 2006 planet Hulk event fantasy Hulk moon on the scar by the Illuminati where he became a gladiator, emperor, and liberator to the people oppressed by the Red King. See. Oh, it even says it right here. Or it doesn't say Galactus. It says Thanos. Is Worldbreaker Hulk stronger than Thanos?
Well,
the Worldbreaker Hulk.
Okay, so Worldbreaker Hulk is the
and Thanos are both powerhouses. This Hulk will always
to answer your question
overpower Thanos.
About World.
Always overpower. Like, notice how it said that. Always overpower Thanos. Fight,
you know, with now, Red She-Hulk, but. Near the Galactus death, mm-hmm. You know, he destroyed three solar systems, you know. Well, I ain't gonna say solar, but star systems. That's not even close. A star system, a planet.
Never mind.
Yeah, I knew he was a regular person or whatever.
Did y'all know Galactus? He used to be a regular person on a regular planet, like a regular. Like he used to live on a regular planet.
Infinite. That means it ain't got a number to it.
Really? That's a lot of people.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna look up all Marvel heroes.
Like on Fortnite, he's bigger than that. Y'all know that, right?
Oh my gosh, we'll run up Fortnite. Okay. Who y'all got? Vision or
I mean, she created a whole Vision out of her mind with powers.
Imagine, so I mean, bro.
She can bend reality at her own will. She's.
She can take out Vision.
And when she did all that, she wasn't even at her full power.
I mean, you've seen what she did. What movie was that? Civil War? She's like, I'm sorry, Vision, but I have to do this. And send her to the flow. He could have easily, you know, did something. I don't know. But she just easily overpowered him. I just feel like she's just the baddest in the game right now, and nobody can touch her.
Alright, so who y'all got? Oh wait, I think I was gonna say somebody from a different universe.
Who y'all think?
Oh, Red Skull, or Black Widow?
I don't know about Red Skull. Black never really got into dude like that. But I never watched Captain America like that. I don't like Captain America like that. I know who Red Skull is, but I don't. You know.
Everybody know that though.
I know that, but I just don't get into him. Like, you know how I can say something like everybody else?
Watch the Captain America movie.
I did, but not like that.
Oh my gosh.
Red Skull versus who? Black Widow?
Okay, but can y'all like What's circle back around to my question though? Thank you. Black Widow's sister.
So he's an experiment with Rome versus an agent that's meant to kill and beat people up. I think the new Black Widow gonna win. Yeah. I got one. How about Spider-Man versus... versus Peter Parker.
Oh, I got an idea. Imagine you put Miles Morales.
Oh, the Winter Soldier versus
Miles Morales. I was gonna say Hawkeye, but yeah, yours sounds better. But what, bro? Wait, Spider-Man, or Miles Morales?
Do y'all know
Or matter of fact,
in the Spider-Man coming up, it's gonna be like
to which Spider-Man? Because it's like more than one.
Yeah, Tom Holland.
Who are you talking about?
Miles? Did y'all know?
Peter. Oh, okay. Tom Holland. Oh yeah. So Tom Holland, Spider-Man versus who?
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, Winter Soldier.
What you got?
Bro, easy. Peter Parker, bro. Peter Parker. Bro's gonna tie him.
Who is Hercules? Shooting, oh, Hercules.
Y'all think I win Thanos or Hercules?
I think Thanos gonna win. Wait,
Thanos or Hercules?
Hercules.
So, I think I know who Hercules is.
Hercules.
Mm-hmm. I can't.
Hercules go win because look, like if Thanos, in case like. If Thanos do kill Hercules, he'll come Hercules back to life, hot as hell, and kill him. Like,
oh, I got a question. Ghost Rider versus.
No, no, like, his only destiny when he come back to life is to kill the person that killed him. If he failed.
Okay. You got Ghost Rider versus. Oh, wait. I got to think on this because Ghost Rider is pretty strong. So we got Ghost Rider.
I've never really gotten to Ghost Rider.
Versus like Deadpool. Matter of fact, because they're both equally pretty much match. If Deadpool's not stronger.
Like when he's staring today, soul or whatever. Yeah, I know that one.
Okay, do you know what the pennant stare is? Mm-hmm. And I think he takes your soul. That, and then there's another type of stare. It's where.
I got one. Like, what about.
But it's another type of stare.
I'm trying to think about the people that don't really got powers, but really be. Okay, what about Black Widow versus Hawkeye? Who y'all think gonna win out of that one?
I think
Black Widow gonna win.
Bro, Hawkeye's a god with the arrows, bro. And he got special type of arrows, too.
She doesn't need to get close. That's the thing, she's so smart.
Wait, Black Widow's not even gonna get close.
Look, she got an advantage. She got an advantage
over
him.
He's gonna. Bro, Black Widow is.
They had a fight before and she outbested him.
Bro, you don't get it though.
Before I just said Black Widow?
Alright, let's see.
Scarlet Witch.
Gonna win. So look, what's her name again?
Swear.
Who is Molecule Man?
I got one.
Scarlet Witch or Molecule Man? All right. So basically, he gets to control molecules, which is an atom. So he gets to mess up your body. So let's say you have your aura.
So again, my girl Scarlet Witch.
To make your aura like a pillow, or do whatever he want with atoms, basically. So. I'm sorry, she ain't gonna win.
I mean, she can do the same thing to him too.
He just control.
She can do the same thing him too.
I got somebody.
Okay.
By the way, y'all have to introduce y'all characters when y'all bring them up. Introduce them. Tell them their powers and stuff to the podcast. So when you talk about somebody, just remember. All right, but anyways, I got Captain Marvel, you know, she has powers, really cool powers. I don't really know them, but I know they're cool or whatever. So Captain Marvel versus
Captain Marvel.
Captain America.
Captain Marvel will demolish Captain America.
Captain America literally, he's so strong.
Like, demolish him. He will be on the ground just gone. Yes, and his suit. His suit is bulletproof.
But his suit is bulletproof. No, his suit is bulletproof.
Thank you. She shoots them all.
Yeah. But you gotta remember, like, Captain America is really.
Pew, pew, pew.
Okay, okay.
Okay. Well, Scarlet since you want to play like that, like, since y'all love Scarlet Witch so much. Scarlet
Witch. You think you finna hit me, but I'm finna turn you into a bunny. You finna go Easterland. Go to Easterland or something. Like, come on now.
Okay, Amber, can
but okay, if you watch,
but you gotta remember, Captain Marvel literally has like god level super.
So if you watch WandaVision, the person that Wanda was going against, aka Scarlet Witch, she was like, "You ain't supposed to exist. She's supposed to be a myth. My girl supposed to be a myth, and is she out and about with her new powers and stuff like that? Like, come on now, Captain Marvel versus Scarlet Witch."
I'm not even gonna lie, I'm not even into all of this that y'all talking right now. But
Falcon.
Jacoby, who is that other dude who be like Captain America, be flying though?
Thor?
The one who be flying like Captain America with that shield?
He can't even be Spark.
Yeah. I feel like he
the black dude, like Sam.
He said Iron Man? Falcon?
Yeah.
The new Falcon or the old Falcon?
Yeah.
That one that we talking about.
The new one or the old one? Because the new one got Captain America's powers after Captain America died, and the old one. So the new one. New Captain America versus Iron Man. Got to think about Iron Man's powers. Iron Man don't got no powers. He's just rich.
He rich.
He built that suit.
His suit. No, he has superpowers.
He built the suit.
He has superpowers. The thing.
What's it called?
But the thing in his chest gives.
Wait, we gonna go back. We gonna go back to Wanda Witch.
New she Iron Man has a ton of money.
Scarlet Witch.
Let's go back to Falcon. Falcon actually, also doesn't have any powers.
Considered the very next being of the Central Universe. Scarlet Witch.
Next is being is basically someone who. What you got a question for?
I got a question. So I'm gonna introduce a Groot.
Mm-hmm.
And Groot has tree like powers. So let's take Groot.
That's not even a fair fight. That's not even a fair fight.
Groot go Black Widow got no powers. Groot all the way. Nah, it is a fair fight. Groot is OP.
Yes,
okay.
Groot
is a tree. I got one. Groot
gonna win that fight.
That's a her problem. Groot is a tree. What you mean? How you gonna get beat by a tree, bro?
But Groot is a tree. Groot is a little tree.
No, him versus termites.
So funny. Imagine
Groot versus a machete.
That's out of pocket. Yeah, Groot versus termite.
Him versus
like,
who?
You know, a termite. That's messed up, bro.
It's not just a tree.
But Black Widow can get folded by a tree, bro. Remember that. Always keep that up there. She can get folded by a tree.
Yeah, like that's just normal.
He's legit a tree with powers.
No, he don't.
With tree powers. Tree powers. He doesn't have any special powers. He has tree powers.
All he do is throw branches. All he do is throw branches.
But y'all put up. He just do like that. Somebody that y'all know he can beat.
That
overpower. Bro, Groot
is literally OP, bro. Like, come on. Okay. Groot versus.
Oh, Nas. Oh, my gosh. Groot versus.
Groot versus Iron Man.
Why?
Groot.
There we go.
Groot.
Because Iron Man, the blast.
Let me tell you why.
I think you got that backwards.
Why he gonna lose? Iron Man gonna lose because Iron Man don't think. He just used his powers out of nowhere. Groot gonna always think about something before he throw his powers.
Or matter of fact, let's take this back. No.
Just
Groot with Rocket.
I am Groot all the time.
Matter of fact, Groot with Rocket versus Iron Man. Groot with Rocket, the raccoon.
I who win, Thanos or King Jones?
I'm Groot.
Kill of Spartans.
Oh my gosh.
You know who King Jones is?
You said Thanos or King Jones?
I finished it.
Speak on that topic.
We went off topic, y'all. Get back on topic.
Dude, are you watching season 7 of The Flash right now?
Are we technically still somewhat on topic, but not really? Wait. I'm gonna hop off topic for a second. I want to talk about how they paid Vin Diesel over $3.9 million just for saying "I am Groot." So I just want to talk about that for a second. Just for saying one line.
Y'all want to know his favorite thing?
You
want to
know something?
I am Groot.
I would tell him, Groot is able to wield Mjolnir, bro.
Because he the one who created the hammer.
Thor's hammer. He can wield Thor's hammer, bro. You know how crazy that is?
He created
a
the
tree.
Axe one. Like the axe hammer thing. He created the handle is him.
He did?
Put his hand on it and he cut his hand off.
All right, let's wrap it up, guys. Today has been a wonderful day with the Who Y'all Got podcast. As you can see, ton of fun, very well made. All right, signing off. Goodbye.